Welcome to Knowing God in the Word, brought to you by the Word of Truth Ministry, publishers of Seed and Bread. I'm your host, Bob Juno, with Bible teacher Nathan Johnson. This radio program is for the purpose of helping listeners fulfill the greatest need we have as believers, to know God. Today, Nathan will continue his teaching series on the book of Matthew with Do Peter's Denials Contradict? And now, Bible teacher Nathan Johnson.
Thanks, Bob. In our last message, we completed our study of Matthew chapter 26. And yet before we leave this chapter and go on to chapter 27, I want to take a second look at Peter's denials. Now, in studying through a book like Matthew and just going through Matthew alone, everything can seem to fit and fit well. Yet when we actually start to compare the four Gospels with each other, rather than just focusing on one of them, suddenly things can become murkier. And many have noticed this who have studied Peter's three denials of the Lord. That is, they notice that though all four Gospels agree that Peter denied the Lord three times, and though all four Gospels record those three denials, yet when we actually examine the three denials, they appear to be quite different in each Gospel. Do the Gospels contradict each other? Do Peter's denials contradict? That's the issue we're going to be examining in today's program. So once again, as I said, all four Gospels give the record of Peter's denials. All four say that he denied three times, and all four list the three denials. But the three they list are not the same. So let's look at the three denials, comparing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. First of all, let's look at the first denial, and let's go through the Gospels in order. So starting with Matthew 26, verses 69 through 70. Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus, O Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." Okay, so this was while Peter was sitting in the courtyard, and a servant girl accused him. Then Mark 14, 66 through 68. Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are saying." And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. So very well, Mark appears to be the same as Matthew. It adds that he was warming himself at a fire, and that he left the fire afterward. But otherwise, it's pretty much the same. Then Luke, his first denial is in Luke 22, 56 through 57. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, "This man was also with him." But he denied him, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." Very well, this gospel actually mentions the fire and the servant girl. It's the same as Matthew and Mark. Now we get to John 18 and verse 17. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Oh, this gospel doesn't fit so well. This gospel is as Peter is entering the courtyard of the high priest. As he's entering, the girl who keeps the door, who's letting him in, says, "Weren't you with Jesus of Nazareth?" So this one has it at the gate, not at the fire at all. Appears to be kind of a contradiction, doesn't it? Well, that's not so bad. Maybe we could harmonize these in some way. But things really become difficult when we come to the second denial. So again, going through in order, Matthew 26, 71 through 72, the second denial. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." So he goes out to the gate, and another girl, a different one than the one at the fire, accuses him, and he denies. But now let's compare this with the second denial in Mark. Mark 14, 69 through 70. And the servant girl saw him again, and began to say to those who stood by, "This is one of them." But he denied it again. So Mark has it be the same servant girl as at the fire. Specifically says so. Whereas Matthew has it be a different servant girl than the one at the fire. Specifically says so. So they both go out of their way to contradict. Now, one girl can't be both the same girl as the one at the fire and a different girl as the one at the fire at the same time. So clearly, Matthew and Mark disagree about the second denial. And things become even worse when we turn to Luke. Luke 22 and verse 58. And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You are also of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." So Luke calls it another than the one at the fire, but Luke makes it worse. He doesn't even agree with Matthew in that Peter calls this one a man and not a girl at all. So Luke doesn't agree with Matthew or with Mark. It makes the second denial to a man. Then John 18 and verse 25, John's second denial. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." John makes things even worse by having the second denial be at the fire, whereas Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us specifically that Peter left the fire before the second denial. So when it comes to the second denial, there's no doubt about it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all tell a completely different, contradictory story about Peter's second denial. No single one of them agrees with the other ones. Every single one tells a different story than the other gospel about the second denial. Now we come to the third denial. Matthew 26, 73 through 74. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. Okay, then Mark 14, the second half of 70 and 71. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it." Then he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." Very well, Mark seems to agree with Matthew. Then Luke 22, 59 through 60. Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Surely this fellow also is with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are saying." Immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. Well, Luke focuses on a single man, whereas Matthew and Mark mention a group. But still, the group probably had a spokesman, so I don't think this necessarily need to be a contradiction. But then the third denial in John, John 18, 26 through 27. One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. Now this sounds somewhat different, and especially so if we would read through John, it makes it sound like the third denial happens still at the fire. It never mentions him leaving the fire. It never mentions him going out to the gate. So we can see that maybe we could make it that the first denial and the third denial are the same, maybe. Although there are some details that would make us question that. But we can't deny that the second denial is given completely differently in every single one of the four Gospels. Not one of the Gospels mentions the second denial the same. They give differing details, clearly differing details, in every Gospel. Now, some have tried to maintain the integrity of Scripture by making desperate attempts to harmonize these. But ultimately, I believe, they are too specific to be harmonized. The details are too different and too purposefully different for us to harmonize them. Clearly, the Gospels do not tell the same story about Peter's denials, and they seem to go out of their way to do so. Now, at this point, some people small in faith are ready to give up on Scripture. But I would suggest that the problem is, like it usually is, not with Scripture itself, but with our understanding, with our dedication, and with our willingness to work to uncover the truth. May I suggest that in trying to solve this discrepancy, we haven't gone back far enough until we go back to consider the start of the story, which was the Lord's predictions of Peter's denials. Now again, all four Gospels have the Lord predict Peter's denials. And yet all four Gospels don't tell the story of the Lord's prediction the same. So let's look at the predictions in order, starting with Matthew. Matthew 26, 30 through 35. And when they had sung a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. That is, they left the Last Supper and went to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Very well. Now we go on to Mark 14:26-31. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he spoke more vehemently, "If I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said likewise. Now Mark is very similar to Matthew. The only difference is in one detail, but it's an important detail. That is, in Matthew, the Lord tells Peter that he will deny him 3 times before the rooster crows, whereas Mark says he will deny him 3 times before the rooster crows twice. So maybe they talked about it twice, and the second time the Lord amped it up. Said you'll deny me 3 times before the rooster crows twice. But at any rate, this difference is relatively minor compared to the difference in Luke. Luke gives the story completely differently in Luke 22:31-34. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." But he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Then he said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny 3 times that you know me." Now, this story is completely different than what we read in Matthew and Mark. Moreover, if we would examine the record in Luke, we would find that this story took place at the Last Supper, before they left it to go to the Mount of Olives. And this gives us the key here. It seems that this conversation was ongoing throughout the night. The Lord told his disciples over and over that bad things were going to happen to him this night. Peter insisted that he would never abandon the Lord or deny him. The Lord told Peter then that this night before the rooster crowed, he would deny him 3 times. And then later in the night, in a different place in the conversation, this would come up again, and Peter again would deny he would ever leave the Lord, and the Lord would predict his 3 denials. So this was an ongoing conversation between the two of them throughout the night, and this is confirmed by John, who gives another story at the Last Supper, and yet it's a different story again from the one in Luke. John 13:33-38. "Little children, I will be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" And it's pretty clear to me, Peter didn't hear a word the Lord said about loving one another. As soon as the Lord said, "As I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come." Why, Peter stopped listening. He was too upset. After all, he had left everything. He left his job. He left his home. He dropped his life to follow the Lord. He dedicated it all to the Lord. And now the Lord tells him he's leaving him? Of course he's upset. Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times. It appears to me that this is maybe the first time this comes up, even before Luke, at the Last Supper. But again, this is an ongoing conversation throughout the night where the Lord predicts again and again to Peter that he's going to deny him three times, and Peter again and again insists that he won't. So we see that the predictions of Peter's denials are different in each gospel, yet let us focus for a moment on Mark. Because here the prediction is different from that in the other three gospels in a key way. That is, the other three gospels all say that the Lord told Peter he would deny him three times before the rooster crows. And yet Mark tells us the Lord told Peter he would deny him three times before the rooster crows twice. Now some have tried to make out, well, roosters seldom crow just a single crow. The Lord probably just meant he would crow twice in fast succession. Well, if instead of resorting to that, what if we did this like a math problem and did it this way? Three denials before the rooster crows once, plus three denials before the rooster crows twice, equals six denials. Three plus three equals six. What would that give us? Well, if Peter denied the Lord three times twice, then he denied six times. And the fact that each gospel picks different ones of the six in order to present the three denials suddenly is no longer so difficult to grasp. If this is the case, the gospels are telling us a complete story, but only certain details of the story in each gospel, and we'd have to put them all together in order to get the complete story of the six denials. Now, I would suggest that if this is the case, if there are in fact six denials, and each gospel lists three of the six, we could put them all together into the six denials and the two rooster crows in the following order. Denial number one is in John 18 and verse 17. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." This is the earliest of all the denials. It says Peter is just entering the courtyard of the high priest. The servant girl who keeps the door is letting him and another disciple, I believe John, in. And she asks Peter, and he denies being the Lord's disciple. This is the very first denial, denial number one. Now, denial number two is, I believe, the only denial that's listed in all four Gospels. And it therefore becomes kind of the turning point. And it becomes, therefore, I believe, kind of the turning point that helps us fit all the other denials together. Denial number two is the first one listed in Matthew, Matthew 26, 69 through 70. Now, Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." Denial 2 is also the first one listed in Mark 14, 66 through 68. Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are saying." Denial number 2 is also the first one listed in Luke, Luke 22, 56 through 57. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, "This man was also with him." But he denied him, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And then finally, John 18, 25. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." Now this is difficult since it mentions a crowd asking him, whereas Matthew, Mark, and Luke just mention a girl. But notice Matthew says that he denied before them all, indicating the girl was not alone. And apparently after she accused Peter, others joined in with her before he denied. So I think this fact that it's at the fire, it's while he's warming himself, why it fits this one together. This is the second denial listed in all four Gospels. Now denial three, I believe, is listed only in Luke 22:58 and John. Luke 22:58. And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You also are of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And then John 18, 26 through 27. One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again. So this was the third denial by a kinsman of the man whose ear Peter cut off, still at the fire. Now, this first set of three denials is then marked off by a rooster crow. and this first rooster crow is mentioned only in Mark and John. Mark 14:68, and he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. So after the third denial, he went out on the porch, and the rooster crowed. Then John 18:27, Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. So therefore, John is the only one who lists the first three denials in order, and doesn't list any of the second set of three denials. Whereas Matthew, Mark, and Luke all pick one or two from the first set and one or two from the second set. Now, denial four, I believe, is the one listed in Matthew 26:71-72, as the second denial in Matthew. Matthew 26:71. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." That's the fourth denial. Now the fifth denial is in Mark 14:69-70. And the servant girl, the same one as at the fire, saw him again and began to say to those who stood by, "This is one of them," but he denied it again. Then the sixth denial is the last one listed in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Although since John only lists the first three, John doesn't have any of the second set of three. So Matthew 26:73-74, and a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Mark 14:70-71, and a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it." Then he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." Then Luke 22:59-60. Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Surely this fellow also is with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are saying." And then we have the second rooster crow, the one listed in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew 26:74, immediately a rooster crowed. Mark 14:72, a second time the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And when he thought about it, he wept. And then Luke 22:60, immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So Peter went out and wept bitterly. So to me, once we have this key of six denials, three before the rooster crow and three before the second rooster crow, why, the order of them seems to be almost self-evident. Now the only sticking points I can see in the order I've set forth is John mentioning they at the fire and not mentioning the servant girl, although I think my explanation makes sense, and is confirmed by Matthew saying he denied before them all, not just before the girl. So there were others there. The second sticking point is I've assumed that Matthew lists the fourth denial and Mark the fifth, that is, a different servant girl and the same girl. Well, I just did that so that the girl at the fire would be the one doing the middle denial both cases. But I really have no evidence for which order four and five are in. They could be in either order. There's no way to confirm one way or the other. But still, I see other than these two points, I think this seems to me rather cut and dried. It makes all four Gospels fit together, and it aligns with the truth. And it confirms what Christ said in Mark about denying three times before a second rooster crow, and not just before a first. But once we accept this truth, don't you see there couldn't be a greater evidence behind the four human authors? How he carefully parsed out different ones of the six denials, three to each gospel author, and does it to mark the event with a number three, which fits the threefold restoration of Peter in John 21, where the Lord says to Peter, "Three times do you love me?" Peter says, "You know I love you," and he says, "Feed my sheep, my lambs." The number three is all over Peter's denials, and the Lord maintains the threeness by listing three of the six in each gospel. And yet the Gospels list different ones of the six so that we can fit them together to get the whole story of all six denials. But only if we pay attention to all four Gospels, and only if we take them seriously and believe them down to the most minute details. So while the number three is stamped all over Peter's denials of the Lord, the fact that none of the Gospels list the same three denials leads us to the conclusion that Peter denied the Lord three times twice, once before each of two rooster crows. I believe this shows the record's harmony, and this fits with the truth. Let us all come to believe the Bible and realize that when it seems to be an error, the fact is the error really lies only with our own understanding. And let's increase in faith.
Does it really matter how many denials there were or how many times a rooster crowed? Yes, it's very important, because scoffers of the Bible use this seeming contradiction to bolster their skepticism. But when all four Gospels are examined, they show the miraculous and divine nature of the Bible. Thank you, Nathan, for your lesson on Do Peter's Denials Contradict? On our next program, Nathan will continue his teaching series on the book of Matthew with Judas Regrets. Thank you for joining us today. Our hope is that the more you study God's Word, the more you know and love God. For more information on the program, to hear past programs, and for other downloadable material that Nathan has produced, please visit our website at knowinggodintheword.org. This program has been brought to you by the Word of Truth Ministry. Please visit seedandbread.org. I've been your host, Bob Juno, with Bible teacher Nathan Johnson. So long for now. We look forward to you joining us next week on Knowing God in the Word.